Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Inspiring Parents. This is Marilyn Foreman. And this episode I'm going to call, What Do You Want for Your Kids? And I'm going to start this off with an apology for missing last week. I recorded something, but it just wasn't the greatest. And I'm very big at promoting, you know, don't wait to do something perfectly before you do something at all. But it just wasn't up to what I wanted it to be. So, and in addition to that, my lovely eldest daughter was here visiting me. Now she's grown and lives quite far away. And so I had the pleasure of spending a lot of time with her, and it spurred on a conversation for me in my little parenting mind of what do we want for our kids? Because with my kids grown up, I get to see what they've created for themselves. And I get to see it in other parents too. And I think, okay, so what do we want for our children? And not that, you know, you've got to be so careful that you're not projecting onto them something that really isn't that important, but to you it is. And that's really hard to do because you've got to be so objective. And that's why it takes another person to talk to really clear up, to make sure that your expectations are not your expectations and should have nothing to do with them. So for me, one of the easiest ones is, I think all parents want their children to be joyously happy. Now, what does that mean? And how do we help them get there? I think one thing we've got to really look at is, do we want them to be joyously happy according to us or according to them? Is it all about us being, you know, joyously happy with how they've turned out? No. That's perfect for us if we want to be joyously happy with how we parented and you know, how we did our best at the time. Great. But the happiness for our children is all about them. And how do we instill that in our everyday parenting? I think one of the biggest pieces of that is to really get to know who your child is, not who you want them to be, not who you think they should be according to how you grew up, according to society, who they are and what they've come here to do, and how can you support them in doing that? You know, I look at my children and I see, you know, who they are and what they're all about. I didn't always see that. It's a never-ending lesson. You know, I've talked to before about the bravery of parents for stepping into that role, because it's a way of really having to look at ourselves closely and step into our integrity. To be our best so that we can set that example for our kids. So what do you want for your kids? You know, you could say you want them to be successful, but what does that mean? And we could still stick to that. We want them to be successful, but not have any idea of what success is. You know, to them, success could be something completely different than it is to us. And it's really an exercise in objectivity, in being so detached, yet so connected to who they are. Detached from any expectations or any beliefs you have for them, but to be so connected with them that you can support them in what's best for them. So when they're little and they've got a specific personality type, you know, honor who they are. Now, that's not to say that we want our kids to be, you know, completely free-running kids who take advantage of other people or step over other people's space. One thing that is really important to teach children is to be honoring of what they need and want and to the people around them. So not, you know, just interrupting and, you know, coming into a room and taking it over because that's who they are. Teaching them how to come into a room see what's going on, and somehow, when the time is right, by honoring everybody else's space, still getting in their opinions, what they have to say, and knowing that it's important. It's a fine line of balancing that, teaching them honoring other people, honoring who else is in their world and what they need, and honoring who they are. It's so interesting, parenting. It's such a dance. It's a dance in our own learning of who we are and what we've come here to do, and of who they are and what they've come here to do, and how we can support them and also teach them how to support us by honoring who we are and what we need and making sure they know that so they honor their needs. There's so much to it. It's fascinating. You know, it's very hard to have these thoughts in a podcast because there's no interaction, there's no discussion. And this is what I love when I'm coaching parents, is the back and forth, learning who the parent is, what they've grown up with, what and how that has impacted who they are and what they bring to the table. Because sometimes there is so much more to us. And that's where my other Create a Life You Love coaching work comes in, is pulling that forward, what we may have shut down as kids, pulling it forward and finding out who these parents are and what they've come to do, and help them to actually do something about it. Show their kids what they're doing, what they need, who they are, and how they're going to share themselves with the world. It's all very fascinating, and I love working with people. Anyway, that's my little piece for today. Think about what you want for your child. How can you support them in creating a life for themselves that makes them joyously happy, while also honoring who you are and what you need for yourself? I hope this has been helpful. I'm here for you, and contact me anytime you like at Marilyn@MarilynForeman.com. Have a fascinating, wonderful day.